We're here at the Paranormal Symposium, the second annual one, as a matter of fact. Lots of free things going on, lots of very interesting things going on, and we happen to have a person here who has a free thing going on that's also very interesting. And I think you'll enjoy listening to this lady, and we'll be enjoy talking to her because she has an interesting little thing to talk about. It's called a labyrinth. And you may or may not know what we're talking about when we talk about that. Sandra Wesco Flood. And Sandra instead of Sandra, right?
Sandra, yes.
Yeah, okay. I want to make sure I get it right. I have a mental block there already on the name because we talked about it earlier. But it's Wasco.
Mm-hmm.
W-O-S-K-O.
W-A-S-K-O.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now, and Flood is your last name.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear great things about you. You did some things around Washington, D.C., I think.
Yes, I've been living in the Washington, D.C. area for many years, and I came into the labyrinth movement, which there is a renaissance today of labyrinths. The ancient design that's over 4,000 years old, that's found in many cultures of the world, and unlike a maze where you can get lost because there's many paths and false starts and dead ends, a labyrinth have only one path to the center and back. And many people find that it slows the breathing and focuses the mind and induces a really peaceful state of being. And rediscovered today to help us physically and psychologically and spiritually.
I want to face maybe how you got interested in these to begin with. And also, I guess it goes back in time at least 4,000 or 5,000 years, maybe further.
That's correct. Well, I got interested in them because I love to backpack and hike, and I made several trips to Chaco Canyon, New Mexico. And I'm a visionary artist, and all my symbols and vision have come through visions. And I was sitting in the Great Kiva in Chaco Canyon, New Mexico, and I saw figures coming out of the ground and dancing in and out of the walls. And the next day, I went to a bookstore, and I went straight to this book, Labyrinths, Ancient Myths and Modern Uses by Sig Lofgren, just had been published, and I read it from cover to cover, and I knew a labyrinth belonged inside that kiva. And I went back to Washington, D.C. area where I was living, and I made the art technology labyrinths for this time period. And it's computer-programmed light boxes that when you step on them, they light up. And it has a mirror ball and a mirror, and it's called Dance of the Labyrinth. It's various light sequences, phosphorescent paint with black lights. We begin with the moonlight sequence, and then we go through all the paths of earth, air, fire, and water, and so on. And so I asked that labyrinth where it wanted to be one day. And it had become my spiritual practice, and I walk it for intentions, you know, to decide things, to resolve conflicts, to make wishes for peace, for myself and family and friends, and community and the world. And one day I asked it where it wanted to be, and it told me four times very loud in the Capitol. And I knew the curator of the Capitol Collection, and I asked her if you could have a show there. She said, yes, you could have an art show if you go through the your congressman in the Senate or in the House. And so I went over to the House of Representatives, and I looked at the Cannon Rotunda, and I saw 12 concentric circles on the floor and a dome overhead. And that could easily be made into a Chartres Cathedral labyrinth with the 12 circuits. And I saw all the reps walking, you know, for peace and to make decisions. And I was overwhelmed. I saw this fire, you know, this vision of this fire coming up the center, and I thought, oh, I'm just going to, I don't want to do this, you know. I'm not political. I don't want to get into this. And I sort of sat on it for a month, and I said, well, somebody else in this Labyrinth Society can help do it, you know. And I had been a founding member of the Labyrinth Society. The thing that came in between was that after I read the book, I looked at the bibliography, found these people meeting in St. Louis, and we founded the International Labyrinth Society in 1998. And this was our first project. Well, after a month, I realized I was being called. And so it took 2 years to pull it off, But in the year 2000, we had a labyrinth walking demonstration for inner peace on the east lawn of the U.S. Capitol. That's not the mall. It's a very restricted area right behind the Capitol in front of the Library of Congress in view of the Supreme Court. And it was a peaceful demonstration. We had two large surveyor flag labyrinths out there and several canvas ones. And Clinton gave his St. Patrick's Day speech, and everybody was happy, you know. And so lots of tourists walked it. And from that whole experience, I got the idea of forming the organization Living Labyrinths for Peace. And the idea was inner peace to world peace. And so if you can resolve your conflicts, your problems, then you can help the world.
That's very logical.
Right. Right. And right now, we did have an exhibit, a traveling exhibit of labyrinths from around the world in the Cannon Rotunda of the House of Representatives. And that is now on exhibit at the Millicent Rogers Museum here in Taos. And we do have here at the Paranormal Conference the video tape of that event in the year 2000.
And now, when we talk about this conference and what you're doing, you have two different setups, is that right?
Yes, we have two labyrinths here. We have one indoors. It's a canvas labyrinth, and it's the oldest one that exists. It's the classic Seven Circuit Labyrinth. And people don't know where it came from, but one theory is that it is the path of Mercury. And so we have a path of universal peace labyrinth, it's called, and it is the path of Mercury, and it has some night glow paint on it, so you can walk it in the dark or light.
And you have something in the downtown? Or
no, I have something for the conference. It's a Man in the Maze labyrinth, Pima Indians, and it's built right on the place where the Angel Fire is intending to do the Plaza del Sol, and that's right behind the fire station and near the, I think it's the First American Bank. And we're going to have, it's a huge 48-foot diameter labyrinth made out of spray paint and feathers. And I say it's the Indian labyrinth. And we're going to have a music celebration and walking for peace celebration tomorrow at 12:30.
Saturday?
Yes, yeah, Saturday.
Will you be doing anything on Sunday?
Sunday we'll probably have, today we had a celebration of the one inside here that I just told you about.
Right.
And on Sunday probably we'll do that again on the lunch hour. I think it'd be nice.
It would be good.
And tomorrow's 9/11, and I really think it's significant that we do walk that for peace.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's one of the reasons you were interested in doing it here, if I understand correctly, because of the date, 9/11.
Right, that was correct. And also, it's an Indian labyrinth, and I think the first people we make, you know, peace with are the Indians, because they were here first in this valley, you know.
Do you have a website or something where people could check you out and see what you're talking about?
Yes, I do. I have a website, Living Labyrinths for Peace. It's www.livinglabyrinthsforpeace.org.
And we have a link to that on our webpage with this interview, so people can find it.
Yes.
And how about the organization itself that you founded? The International Labyrinth Association or something?
That one. That organization, the Labyrinth Society, and their website is www.labyrinthsociety.org.
So when you walk into one of the, what do? You come up to a labyrinth and you walk in the entrance. Are you on your own as you go through it, or is there a guide, or how does it work?
Well, you generally pause at the entrance, and that's the opening. There's only one opening, and you walk between the lines, and it's suggested that there's many ways to walk the labyrinth as there are people, and you decide what you want to walk for. If you want to walk for a special intention,
you kind of dedicate your walk ahead
to something, and you bring all your own beliefs and everything to it. So this is why it relates to all cultures and religions and races. You know, you bring, if you want to walk it to become closer to whatever higher power you believe in, I always think of
the Native Americans about this, but really it goes back at least to Greece and I guess some other places.
Right, and we know there were sacred marriages, and we know that they're around tombs, and they had something to do with the journey and orientation, you know, and also protection. In Northern Europe, there was a lot of stone labyrinths that are still extant, and they walked them to ensure good fishing catches and to entrap evil spirits. And they think Troy and Jerusalem were labyrinths, you know. So we have the idea of protection and transformation. Also, the Minotaur came into the picture, and we have the idea of dying to some old way of being, or kill, you know, conquering the shadow or the evil, you know, part of yourself or in life, you know. So there's also that idea at the center. It's sort of a death transformation rebirth idea.
Now, the one in Taos, how long will that be there?
The exhibit's going to be up until October 1st. And also, I've been organizing Labyrinth Sacred Spaces events for the town of Taos for this summer. And next summer, we're going to have some other events happening. We're going to have tours of a lot of the labyrinths. We're going to have labyrinth workshops. And also, the Labyrinth Society Conference, you know, is going to be there. I'm organizing that in 2011, in November.
In November, this November,
but
next
November.
November,
right. And it will be at the Convention Center. And we have a theme, Return to the Center, the Heart of Peace. And we're going to explore the unifying effects of ancient labyrinths, you know, the peaceful effects that are bringing people together.
And you'll be putting up some information about that as you get it together.
I certainly will, yes.
Okay. Now, is there something else we need to talk about here? Or we covered the subject pretty much.
Well, I guess the dream of our organization is to build a Living Labyrinths for Peace Center here in New Mexico, based on the Chaco Canyon experience. And I'm supposed to build it in the Taos area on the high desert. And it is, I have a picture of it, and we have the three rooms. We have a glass dome over a kiva, and we have under earth, which is a spiral. You enter underneath, and you come up to the next level, which is the kiva floor, and there's going to be labyrinths there. They're going to be art technology labyrinths. People will be able to choose the designs that they want and project them. They'll be able. We have the technology that people can bring their own images from their own family, their own journeys, and they can choose their own music, and we'll have workshops. And the third level, of course, will be above Earth, and it'll be like an astronomical dome open to the stars. And we'll have a glass elevator going up the center. And rooms are going to go around the outside for, you know, the museum and the gallery and the video room and peace rooms for the family and the ancestors and so on.
So is this project just underway? Or?
It's just starting. Mm-hmm. It's just starting.
Then how long do you think that'll take?
I don't know. I'm receiving that I'm supposed to really devote all my energy to this, and I'm putting it out to the universe and to Great Spirit and everything.
Have you got
the funding and everything will come through for
this. Have you got a specific location in mind?
No, not yet. I was thinking one possible place is the university area, so we have a view of Taos Mountain on the desert, or maybe Arroyo Seco, but it's not definite yet. Or maybe where the earth ships are out there by the gorge, somewhere around there.
Well, keep us informed, and thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I've enjoyed it. And this is Jerry Pippin, and we've had an interesting two-hour session here, an hour and a half or so, with several guests here at the 2010 Paranormal Symposium. And we're running through Sunday. It stops about 3 o'clock. We're at the Angel Fire Resort, and that, of course, is in Angel Fire, New Mexico. And it's a great place to come and visit at any time. And as you can tell, we have quite a crowd here already, and we'll be broadcasting all weekend, and these shows will be on demand for some time. So tell your friends about it and then come back and listen. We've been examined spirituality and how it affects health, and as you just heard from our last guest, world peace. It's been a very interesting show. Jane Swartley is our web producer. Roberta Scott is our on-location producer. Shanina Johnson is also a producer here helping us. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Thanks for listening. Cheers.